I stand here as the closing hesped in a tekufa of Espedim for my father, Hareini Kaparis Mishkavai. To stand here with my Talmidim and talk about Tati, to talk about my father, is a challenge. And I'm filled with mixed feelings. It's sad to think that we're saying Divrei Hesped, yet I'm filled with pride to know that what I'm going to share with you tonight the yesaidus of what I learned from my father would fill him with nachas, with endless nachas. As was mentioned before, it's difficult for us in Chicago to think that Tati and my father never made it to Chicago to see Ner Naftali. But the view that he has now certainly is one that will fill him with nachas be'ezes Hashem as we carry out his legacy. The Gemara in Brachas and Daf Yoram and Aleph tells us on the Pasuk Pia Pascha V'chachma V'sayras Chesed Al-Lashayna. The Gemara asks, who is Shlaima HaMelech saying this Pasuk about? Who's the person who talks Chachma? Who's the person who understood Chesed? Tayras Chesed Al-Lashayna. Says Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Shlaima HaMelech was talking about his father David. There were five tekufas of David HaMelech's life, and throughout those tekufas, he sang Shira. He sang Shira, the Gemara says, B'moyi imoy, even before he got into this world, because of the world that he came from and the people that brought him into this world were people that were worthwhile singing Shira about. When he came out to the Ara Olam, the Gemara says, he was Nistakel, he looked around and saw the Eibishter's world, and he sang Shira. As he continued to grow up, he was Yainik from his mother, he was Yainik from his parents, and he sang Shira. When there was Mapalos and Shal Rishoyim, when there was a downfall in Rishoyim, to be a champion of Yidden, to understand the Hevdil between Umas Ha'olam and Klal Yisrael, David HaMelech sang Shira. And when he was Nistakel B'yayim HaMisa, David HaMelech sang Shira. I don't know if I need to explain. I think it's understood. The lap of luxury that Tati was born in, that my father was born in, is worth singing Shira about, and he did sing Shira about it. We learned growing up of the illustrious family that we come from, the Gedolim that my father grew up with, the Rosh Hashiva. I can't say for sure, but I'm going to guess that Tati was singing Shira even before he was born. He came out to the world. I don't know anybody else that was as fascinated with every detail of this world as my father was. And it always was with the being nespoil and singing Shira. It always connected back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To say that he was Yainik from the people who brought him up is an understatement. The stories that we would hear, he would talk about Zaidi and Bubby, the Rosh Shiva, Rav David. And he was Yainik from each and every one of them, a different Midah and a different Mahalach, and he was able to bring them all in and invite their sing Shira. And as we heard tonight already, the pichos with which he understood, Mapalasan Shal Rishoyim, what he understood, to champion, to fight for Yidden, was always again with singing Shira. And in the last Tekufa, in the last 2 years, when all of us knew that he was being Nistakel B'yay Misa, he knew what the prognosis was. And while we couldn't sing Shira, he sang Shira. Where did he get these kaychas from? Where did Tati have this ability through every part of his life, every tekufa of his life, to be able to sing Shira? Gemara Megillah tells us in Yechesem Abayz that Remeir was traveling to be Ma'abra the Shana, and he was traveling during the Chodesh of Adar to be Ma'abra the Shana. He didn't have a Megillah with him. And so he had to write down a Megillah by heart, and then he lay in from the Megillah, whatever the sugi is talking about in terms of the halacha. The Gemara says that the reason why Remeir was able to do that is because v'afapecha yashiru negdecha. His eyes were able to see everything clearly in front of him. Kol atayrakula, he was able to see in front of him. The Gemara says that's a pella that he was able to do that. Because there's another pasuk in Mishlei that says, if a person blinks, if he shuts his eye from Torah for a moment, it's gone. My father never blinked. He never turned his eyes away from Torah. Whatever tekufa his life was in, whatever he was busy with, and the house that I grew up with, I don't remember him as a Rebbe. But it didn't matter. He never blinked. He never stopped having his eyes focused on Torah. And so the Shira that he sang was a Shira that was attached to Torah. It was attached to the Dvar Hashem. I remember when I was in Eretz Yisrael, in the Mir Yeshiva, a neighbor who lived above us in the Dira was an incredibly musical person, and he offered to give me voice lessons. So I called my father for permission. He was paying for it. I had to ask him. And my father knew what I was doing in Eretz Yisrael. He knew me very well. And he said to me something that's incredibly powerful. He said, your job right now is a bacher. You're in yeshiva. You're going to put something on your schedule that's going to take you away from learning, that now I'm busy with something else and I'm not involved in learning. He understood that there's times that a person has to close his gemara. But to blink, to be scheduled that now I don't need to learn, that's not for you. That's not your tafkid. When a person doesn't blink, when a person's eyes are always focused on Torah and the Dvar Hashem, so then it's Yashiru Negdecha. The Torah, everything he learned was like right in front of him. We heard stories where he's walking outside of Beis Medrash and somebody's laying, and he's not looking in a Chumash, he's outside Beis Medrash, he called through the window to correct them. It was all clear in front of him. When he said Divrei Torah, there was no notes, there was no Gemaras. He barely had a sitter in front of him when he davened. It was all Yashiru Negdecha, because he never blinked. I once went for a faher to yeshiva, not near Yisrael, and I went with my father. He took me, and we got there on Rosh Chodesh, Erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan, to take a faher. And by Mincha, in that yeshiva, they were davening in Kippur Katan, on Erev Rosh Chodesh. And I walk in, there's 250 bachurim in the Beis Medrash. It's a Beis Medrash I've never been to in my life. And they start Yom Kippur Katan. My father's screaming like he always did, singing Shira like he always did, with no sitter in front of him. I never heard of Yom Kippur Katan in my life. And he was saying it by heart. So when a person is so connected to Torah, And regardless of what's going on, he never blinks. Everything's clear in front of him. Everything was clear in front of him. Torah, the Chachma was Alashayna. The Torah's Chesed was Alashayna. Everything was at the tip of his lips. At the tip of his tongue, he was able to say whatever he needed to say in Torah because he never blinked. And because of that, the Shira that he's saying, regardless of what the Eibishter put in front of him, even when he was staring at death, he's saying, because he had clarity, because he was connected to Torah. The Vilna Gaon of Mishlei says an unbelievable thing. Talk about Tati singing. And his kayach of Shira. His kayach of being a Baal Tefillah. Pasuk says, Meser aznai mishmaya Torah. If a person removes his ear from listening to Torah, Gam Tefillah say Te'eva. Then his davening, his Tefillah, is also going to be ruined. It's going to be a Te'eva. And the Vilna Gaon asks, if the Pasuk said that if a person was maser his mouth from learning Torah, so he's not using his mouth for what he's supposed to be doing, then it makes sense that his tefillah shouldn't be accepted. What does it mean if a person removes his ear from learning Torah, then his tefillah won't be accepted? Says the Vilna Gaon, because if a person is hearing a Dvar Torah from somebody else, and he says, I already heard it. I don't need to get the geshmak from it. I already heard it. So then, lo yaleinu, when a person stands in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he davens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I heard you asked for that yesterday already. I don't need to listen. There was nobody that I knew who cared to listen with the geshmak of as if he was saying it as my father. He loved listening to Divrei Torah from everybody. You want to know why Yeshira was the Shira that we all know it to be? Why did he have the kayach to be the Kayin Gadol for us for 50 years? Because he was never Meser Oznai Mishmaya Torah. He never blinked, and he never turned his ear away from anybody who wanted to share a Dvar Torah with him. And so his tefillah, his shira, was the greatest that we knew. Sitting in the hospital a week before he was Nifter, I had flown in to be Menachem Olam. My mother was sitting Shiva for her brother, and they were able to get me into the hospital. We didn't know what it was going to be. So when I was getting ready to leave, I sat there for 2-3 hours. I was going to say vidui. My father was not responding already for quite some time. And I was standing there crying. Standing next to the bed of a person who's a Kohen Gadol, saying Shira for us for 50 years. I'm going to say vidui. How many vidui's did Tati say? Did he lead from the Amud? And I'm going to say vidui. And I thought about this Vilna Gaon. I could talk as a son. And I think that anybody listening, whoever met my father, could talk to this as well. He derived as much nachas from somebody else's talent as he did from his own talent. It's an unbelievable thing. I don't know anybody else like that. And he was talented. We all know he was talented. And in Shira, beyond talented. And he was able to derive nachas from anybody else in areas where he was far more talented than them. So of course he would want me to say vidui. Because he was Shemeya. The Vilna Gaon ends off with a Pela de Gavart. And he says that it's not just about listening to somebody else that a person needs to be Shemeya Torah. But Chazal tell us, V'hoya im Shemaya Tishma, that if you tishma b'yoshon, you tishma b'chodesh. Zot the goin. If a person learns something and he goes back to learn something again, he says, I know it already. And he doesn't get the same geshmak from it. He's not going to be tishma b'chodesh. Because he's meser aznai mishmaya, his own Torah. Now, it's funny to think about. My father could say over a mahalach in Chumash, a mahalach in Parsha, a mahalach in whatever he was talking and learning about for the thousandth time. And you would think he thought of it that morning. He woke up and thought of it in a blitz chiddush, and he thought of it. And he couldn't wait to share it with the next person. Because his connection to Torah was so filled with Shira, was so filled with Geshmak, that he didn't blink, he never closed his ears to it, and it didn't matter if it was your Torah or his Torah, it was the same Geshmak every single time. You know, I was thinking, B'derech Tzachos, maybe. A person supposed to learn Torah, B'shiftecha B'veisecha, V'lechetcha V'aderech. You know, Tati, when he was B'shiftecha B'veisecha, with his Torah, he was B'lechetcha V'aderech, because he would walk around telling everybody what was going on. And he was B'lechetcha V'aderech. How many stories did we hear already? He always had a Gemara open, but I think even more than that. How many cities around the world felt that Tati was part of them? He was led. There was no such thing as a road game for him. He would come to Chicago and he joined Yeshurun for the last 13 years. Hundreds of phone calls from people in Hadas Yeshurun. They felt a connection to him. And every one of my siblings will tell you that about their neighborhood. And every one of the Talmidim learned that out of town, Kotel, wherever it is that he visited, they'll tell you about that also. Because when he was Belech Vaderech, he belonged. He sat down and he was Chal and he was there. And he was involved and he cared about every person he met. He cared to listen. So he was Tishma B'Yoshan. And that's why he had the Koyach of Tishma B'Chodesh. And I'll close with one final thought that I believe is the aside of why he had such clarity. You know, I heard somebody once tell my father, and I'll say it the way he said it, was Reb Sheftel, you know what I love about you? I've never heard you express an opinion. He said things with such clarity. Where did that come from? The Pasuk in Mishlei says, Ma'arei Nayim Yisamach Lev. Who's a person who has simcha, real simcha? Who's a person that just always is filled with Shira because he's so connected? He's so besimcha. Says Rashi, Ma'aranayim b'tayra, Yisamach Lev. Sheshoyelim mimenu davar v'yodua ma'alahashiv. A person whose eyes are connected to Torah, the clarity with which he sees everything is built on Torah, Yisamach Lev. Because there's no sveikus, and Suzas David said, it says ki ein ba'olam simcha kataras asveikus. My father never had sveikus. He was able to sing with such clarity. He was able to say shira takarish baruch with such clarity. He was able to give etza to people with such clarity. Because his eyes were ma'ar einayim b'tayra. So yeah, he probably sang Shira before he was born. And certainly he sang Shira from the Yanika that he got from his illustrious parents and from the Rashiva and the people that he grew up with. And as he saw more and more of the Eibishter's Welt, he continued to sing Shira. But the koyach of his Shira was, firstly, that it was built on Torah. And secondly, that it brought everybody else in to dance with him. He didn't care if it was your song or his song. He didn't care if it was your Dvar Torah or his Dvar Torah. If it was Dvar Hashem, it was worth singing about. So we're coming to the end of a tekufa. Halacha is you can't have a spedim shloshim yom kodem achag. We have to keep singing his nusach. We should sing his nusach. We should always sing his nusach. And whatever tekufa we're in, we should be able to sing shira. If we don't blink, if we don't turn our ear away from anybody else, we could also connect to Torah, have clarity, and continue to sing shira. And I think we should close the Aspeda by saying, ay, 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 ay,